Our scripture reading is Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, and Luke 9, verse 62. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God."
Thank God today. I just give him so much praise, honor, and glory. He's so wonderful. He's the head of my life. And I'm just in awe of God and just his wonderfulness and how he keeps me every day. I just thank him so much and how he's been just with me this year as I go through some different things, and I just thank him. I give honor to our elders, our board, our trustees, and to you, the congregation of God. And we are going to jump into our sermon today. And I just, as I was praying and asking God, well, what should I talk about this week? This subject came up to me, forward march, no retreat. And it's as we're beginning to go forward together as a new group, I just felt him leading me to share with you that this is no time to retreat, no time to look back at what we've gone through, but it's time to move forward so that we can be a blessing to our community and to each and everyone here, to our congregation here, that we can be a blessing together and do what he has for us in this season. And so I got this topic. I watched TV with my dad. He was an Army man, and he loved to watch the Westerns, Bonanza and, The High Chaparral and The Rifleman. And so I was kind of like, oh Lord, I don't really want to watch these Westerns. They were a little before me, a little before my time, but I started to really enjoy them. I was like, oh wow, what's little Joe Cartwright going to do now? And I would be telling my sister I was watching, and I saw, you know, the characters and so forth. And so, I would watch these shows with him though. And what I noticed, these as well, and the Army's commander was, oh, okay. Can you guys better? Okay. All right. So when the commander would, the armies are marking time, the commander would say, forward march, no retreat. And so I started to look that up, and I thought, well, what does I know what forward march means, but what was it meaning for the soldiers? And so I started to look and investigate a little bit, and it says it's when they're marking time. So they're standing still and, you know, waiting to go. They're marking time. When the commander says forward march, then they go on and go forward. And so I was out and praying about it. And I said, so God, how do you want me to address this with the congregation today? And this is what he gave me. So for about 6 months, if I'm correct, you guys were kind of without a pastor. You were just kind of having guest pastors. And so it's hard to go forward when you don't have someone that's steady there for you. And so our command today, I feel from the Lord, is that we march forward now. It's forward march, and it's no retreat, no looking back. No going back. We have work to do. And so I want to encourage you, just give you a few thoughts on how to keep going forward and how we as a team can all go forward together. So we're going to start with Luke 18, 1 through 8. So many times when you're going forward, when you're starting something new, you face opposition. You face opposition, and it's someone's trying to stop you, or something's trying to stop you from going on and being the best you can be. And so in this parable here, in Luke 18, 1 through 8, it's the parable of the persistent widow. And what I like about this is that, you know, sometimes it's so easy to just let someone say no, and then we go, oh, well, they said no, and we just stop trying. But this widow, she would not take no for an answer. And I think us as a congregation together, as a body, a team together, we can't take no for an answer. When we get ready to do whatever it is we are going forward to do that God is calling us to do, we have to be persistent like this widow. So let's read Luke 18, 1 through 8. It says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge said, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" And so with this scripture, what I really like about this scripture is that she just kept coming back. She wore him down. If you have children, you know what that's like. And they're like, "Mom, are we going to get to go? Mom, are we going to get to go? Mom, are we going to get to go?" And you're like, "We're going in a few minutes." And no, "Mom, are we going to get every 2 minutes? Are we going to go? Are we going to go? Are we going to go?" I think of us as kids, and my mom used to take us swimming at Lake Manawa when we were kids every Sunday after church. And we would come running in the house. "Are we ready? Is it time? Is it time?" And we would just, I mean, constantly. I know we drove her crazy. But that's what this widow did. She went every day. "Jesus," or "Judge, I need justice. I need justice." And he said, "Go away. I don't fear you. I don't fear God. Go away." She came back the next day. "I need justice. I need justice." And that's what, in our forward march, we have to know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what people are saying, no matter what, and even in your personal life, things change. We come in time and in life, things change. We have to keep going forward, and we can't take no for an answer. We have to keep on fighting, keep on going forward. No retreat. That means no turning back, no going back, no regretting old things. I think of, there's always someone I know who can think of something where you should have said this, and it goes over and over and over in your mind, and you're like, "Oh, I was in that." I can think of one. I was in with a couple of colleagues, and we were doing something with bread. What's so funny is I can't remember the whole incident, but I remember it was something to do with bread, a loaf of bread. And they said something to me, and I didn't say anything back. But for years, I kept saying, "I should have said da, 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 da." You know, I can still remember what I should have said, even though I can't even remember what the incident was about. So I just want to encourage you today, let it go. We're going to keep going forward. We're going to keep moving forward. Forward march. Okay? Forward march. No retreat. We're not going back. We're not going to dwell on things from the past. And so that's what I want to encourage you today. Even in your personal life, if there's things that you're going through, I want to encourage you to just keep looking forward and not give up, not turn back, and not dwell on those things that are in the past. I was, this week, Lori and I have been going through, pictures and things that she found in one of the file cabinets. And it's really neat to see there, and I'm sure you all know, but it was new to me. There are directories with all of your pictures in them from years and years and years past. And we were just looking through them. And I had a Wednesday coffee this past week, and they were sharing with me Mildred Shannon and how big of a, part of this church she was, how much she made a difference. And I got to see her picture, and it was just really neat to kind of see and hear. I hear all of these stories. And so, as you all know, that I'm trying to kind of put a history thing together for the church. It's just so much history here. And as I was adding it up, you're 96 years old this month in September. And so that is just really cool to me that all, and you have so much history here. And so we're working on that. And that's another thing, but I am recruiting people who want to help me to kind of put this history event together. But back to the sermon, I think of those people, those older saints who were here back in the 70s. We were looking at pictures, and from the 50s, we were looking at pictures. They were praying for us here today. They didn't stop. They didn't let anything stop them. They were forward march for sure, taking this church into the future. And now here we are. We're walking and standing on their shoulders of what they invested here in Broadway Christian. And so I want to encourage you all that it's your turn now. The next generation will be standing on our shoulders as we go forward and we march forward to what God has called us to do, we have to leave a foundation just as those saints did for us. And so I just want to encourage you to be thinking about that. What is it that you want to do for this community? What do we want to do for this church to take us forward, to reach more people for God? Totally, that is our purpose here. There's so many other things going on, but truly our purpose is to let people know that Jesus died for our sins, and he saves, and he heals, and he delivers. And so I want us to be thinking, how do we get that message out to the community? How do we reach more people for that message? Amen. Yes, yes. So our next scripture, and I'm getting excited. I'm sorry. Then I start talking fast, so I'm slowing down. Our next scripture, and the reason I'm excited, I have to go back, is because I just see such great things here at Broadway Christian. I'm so proud to now be a part of such history. History of bringing God to the community, of showing his love to the community. What a history that you all stand on here. And so I'm just so delighted now to be a part of this. So my next scripture, Exodus 14, 19 through 20. And this, we're here, Moses is at the Red Sea, and that's where this takes place. And for so many years, I read this, and I saw it one way, but I started to begin to see it a different way now. And we know with the scripture, you see it, you know, God can use it many ways as different, in different parts of your life. Whatever you're going through, he can use the scripture to give you guidance and deliverance and healing and so forth. But at this point, they're going forward. They're on their way. They're leaving Egypt and they're heading to the promised land, but they stop at the Red Sea. And that's where this takes place. And this is that night. So it says, then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them. 20 coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Verse 20, coming between the army of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other. So neither went near the other all night. So when I first started reading this, I just thought, well, God was just keeping the Egyptians from getting to the Israelites. But then I started to read it and see it differently. And I started to see he not only was keeping the Egyptians from getting to the Israelites, he was keeping the Israelites from retreating and going back and giving in. And so we have to be just like that. And I use this a lot. I imagine when there's things that I want to do, and I want to move out here so you guys can see me. I'm so short. But when there's things that I need to do, but I'm fearful, or I feel like, oh, you know, I can just, never mind, I'll just stay. I'll stay here, or I'll go back and do what I was doing. I use that image of the pillar of fire behind me, and I can't go back. And all I can do is go forward. All I can do is march forward, no retreat, no going back, no looking back on what, you know, it's not better, even though, you know, I know they were probably fearful. Oh gosh, we're out here. There's nothing but the Red Sea in front of us, and we can't go back. All they could do was trust God and step out into the Red Sea and take a chance, forward march and no retreat. So that's what I want to encourage us again today. We have to keep marching forward, knowing that God has a plan for us, for here, us here at Broadway Christian, and just how they did. He definitely worked a miracle for them. So sometimes when it looks like you can't go forward, we have to stand, mark our time for a few minutes, and watch God. And God, what did God do? He rolled the seas away. He rolled the waters away so that they could walk on dry land to get towards the promised land. And so thinking of this scripture, like I said, I like to use that when it feels like I'm afraid and maybe I'll just go back. Maybe I'll just stay here. But I put it in my mind. Nope, there's a cloud. There's a cloud and fire behind me. I cannot retreat. No retreat. I have to go forward. I have to try. And you know, we all have times in our lives when we're kind of marking time. And I think of prior to coming here, that's kind of where I was at in my life. Being a caregiver, sometimes it causes you can't really do, there's not a lot that you can do, especially if you're a full-time caregiver. And I was kind of marking time. But as I was going over this sermon, the Lord started to just show me, you know, now you're in a phase or a season of forward marching. You have to keep going forward. Now, you marked time, you took care of your parents, you went to school, you did all of those things, but now you're prepared. And that's how I feel we are here today at Broadway Christian. We are prepared. You are the most wonderful team that I have ever worked with. You guys have it all in order. You're very much established. So now all we do is go forward. We go forward together, reaching people for God, reaching Him. Now, what's funny about this sermon, and I figured it was definitely God, it was giving it to me. I talked to a friend of mine, and I haven't talked to her in a very long time, and she was also a fellow sixth grader at Peterson. And so, but I was talking to her, and I started to share what I was going to preach, and it fit her life perfectly. She was so thankful. She was like, wow, how did you know? And I'm like, it's God, because the topic and everything that I was sharing with her fit where she was at the time. And it just helped her to go forward, no returning, forward marching, and no return, no retreat. So I just thank God, and I'm praying that this is blessing you as well. But it's important to know, and what was important to her is that she know it's never too late to move forward. It's never too late. We can always start something new. I was so blessed by Brother Darrell's testimony he was sharing with me a few weeks back, I think it was, and he had mentioned to me that he really came in to know the Lord at the age of 80. And I just thought, God, that is so awesome to know that it's never too late. He is here for us. Amen. God is so good. He can give you joy. He can rebuild your life, and it's never too late to move forward. No retreat. So if you're looking to do something new, you're contemplating, should I make a move? Should I go back to school? Should I start a new job? Should I retire? Should I move to Florida? It's never too late. Don't ever think that it's too late. When God's in it, it's never too late to make a change, to make a new move. So I want to encourage you to do that. And then we're moving on to Luke 9:62. It says, Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. And I thought, this is a very important, again, we're just talking about not looking back. I was talking to the ladies that I met with on Wednesday, and they asked me the question, how do you accept God's forgiveness and just keep going? You know, how do you keep moving forward and not keep thinking about it or dwelling on it? And this scripture came to mind for me. I told them, I'll share it on Sunday. Because this is what came to mind for me. He's saying, once you start working for Him, no looking back. There's no retreat. You're going to keep going forward. Why? Because He forgives our sins. And that's a wonderful thing to know. And do you know what else? He never reconsiders them. He doesn't remember them. So why are we dwelling on them? Why do we, oh God, back in 1945, I did this. And back in 83, I did this. And God's going, what? What? I don't recall that. Why? Because He threw it into the sea of forgetfulness. I love that scripture. My mom used to teach us that. It says, there is no other God like you, O Lord. You forgive the sins of your people who have survived. You do not stay angry forever, but you take pleasure in showing us your constant love. You will be merciful to us once again. You will trample over sins underfoot and send them to the bottom of the sea. So He doesn't remember it, so don't you remember it. You keep moving forward. Forward march, no retreat. Amen? Amen. Amen. So our final scripture today that I want to share with you, Isaiah 43:18-19. And it's just, again, telling us, and I hope that I'm getting this point across. We're going forward, and there's no need for us to think back on the past. No more than that, we honor the history here. It's beautiful history here, but we're going to go forward and do what God's called us to do. So Isaiah 43:18-19 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So He is bringing us this promise. He is doing a new thing. And I think we're all on board to do something different, aren't we? Yes. Amen. Amen. We are all on board to do something new. And it's the perfect time. It's the perfect time for all of us. And so I just thank God today. I thank God. And if you would do me a favor, I want you to turn to your neighbor today and just tell them, forward march, no retreat. You know what? There's power in words, and that's why I like to have you speak that into each other's spirit. There's power in our words. The Bible says the life and death is in our tongue. So there's power. So we can, if you speak it, so we can all apply it to our lives. So I am going to go into prayer. But this was an exciting sermon for me. I hope you all felt it. I hope that you're feeling too. We're going to go forward. We're going to go forward together. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you today. God, we give you so much praise. You're such a wonderful God. We love and honor and adore you today. You're so wonderful. We thank you, Lord, for a new spirit of going forward together, God. We will not go back. We will not dwell on the past. But, Lord, we're going to go forward in you. We're going to go forward together as a team. And we thank you for it. And, Lord, again, we're asking for your healing virtue, God, to flow through each and everyone who is here. We're asking, God, for your deliverance, God. There are people who need deliverance, and you are a deliverer. And so we thank you, God, that you are delivering from addiction, God. You are delivering from depression, and we thank you for it. Let your spirit, God, of peace, fill this place, fill this room, fill the hearts, God, of your people. And we give you, God, all of the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. We just thank him. He's such a wonderful God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.